Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the latest episode of my podcast. So I wanted to just come today, and I realized that some of you may never have actually heard my origin story. In other words, that's how I got from where I was to where I am and what was the impetus for doing that. So I wanted to just share that with you here today. So let me tell you, originally I'm from the UK, moved over to America at the end of 2010. And I'd had a long and pretty successful career in the retail automotive industry in the UK, but I wanted something different. See, I knew even at that stage that I was a frustrated professional trying to be a great leader. I knew I really wanted to be able to earn enough money doing something that I loved so I wouldn't have to get to retirement and live with regrets. You know, I wanted to be able to help other people to do their best as well so that they could achieve what they wanted to achieve. I loved helping people. And I wanted to do that while I was having a career that I could be proud of. And I could honestly say with 100% integrity that I'd made a difference. So I moved to the US and I wanted to do that. And so I started working for Disney and I felt I was doing that. But it became apparent to me that I was surviving in an environment where average and mediocrity was, to be frank, becoming acceptable. And that meant that I wasn't able to help other people to do their best, let alone have a career that I was proud of and I could say that I'd made a difference. And to make things worse, I felt terrible because I knew that I could help other people if I was given the chance. I felt even worse about the situation because I could see that my colleagues were starting to lose hope. I felt like I was failing my team and I was failing myself. My plan was to start showing other people just how important personal growth is for their future. So I started by gathering information and learning from the top industry experts. But I didn't stop there. I started creating teaching material and was telling people about it. Any opportunity I got. After that, I opened some online programs to teach the material, but there was still a problem. You see, I realized that everyone wants change, but not everybody wants or is prepared to change. Now, we're conditioned to believe that good is good enough and that we should be grateful for what we have in life. We are told that if we keep our heads down and don't make any waves, eventually good things will happen to us. When people started signing up for the free courses, but to be honest, they didn't follow through and I wondered why. And then I realized that there was no commitment. Now, I was working every day to create content and share the benefits, but the message wasn't getting through, so I had to find another formula. I ended up getting so frustrated that I decided to go back to the drawing board and reword the material in language that was very clear. I chose to call it Your Why Academy. This is a place to come and learn who you are. I thought that if I could create something that would make it possible to find your true purpose and follow your dream, it would make these people really happy. That's what had happened to me, you see. After a 35-year career, I'd left my employment and I'd spent 6 months on research and development, spending every penny I had, and I'd developed a product I knew worked. I created Your Why Academy so that people could come and learn how to find out who they are. I knew that I would be able to show you how to gain clarity on direction on what you want your life to look like, and more importantly, put you on the path to living it every day. So I started to let other ambitious professionals use Your Why Academy. As a result of this, I was able to achieve the following for myself. I was able to spend more time working with youth organisations to help nurture and develop future leadership talent. This is my passion. Within the next 3 months, I'll open a foundation that will grant scholarships to kids that cannot afford to go to college. This is my dream. The result of this is I'll create a talent pool that will provide future leaders to the organisations that I partner with in my business. And therefore, I'll be able to make a difference to the world. The problem was that the hierarchy seemed reluctant to change, probably through fear of failure, which meant I started to lose my passion for the job. And to be honest, I could tell that I was slipping into mediocrity, which made me feel very unhappy about going to work, and I wasn't proud about myself. Well, then, as if by chance, something amazing happened. That's when I found out about my why. I learned all about choosing my destiny, living my purpose, and following my dream. It was now crystal clear to me how to find my purpose in life, because I saw that I could do what I love to do every day and make a living doing it while helping other people at the same time. I also learned that there is no such thing as a quote-unquote safe career. Nothing is guaranteed in life. You need to start designing the future that you choose instead of letting other people dictate the path for you. As a result, I found someone to help me change my thinking, and these new associations encouraged me to dream bigger. After I did that, I started thinking about what was really important to me. What were my values? What were my beliefs? What did I really want to do with my life? And suddenly I was helping other people to find their purpose and choose their futures too. And that made me feel really great. And that's when the light bulb moment went off and I realized that the secret to being a great leader is understanding who you really are and knowing that you can choose your destiny, then influencing other people to do the same. After I created Your Why Academy, the place where people could come and learn who they are, I found that I was not only able to work with our youth to help them find their purpose before they make their major life decisions, I would also work in with people that were in their third quarter. You know, people like myself that had been in the employment for a while but wanted more from their lives. I was able to help them identify what they wanted and start to create the life that they chose. On a personal level, I've also been able to stop celebrating hump day on a Wednesday and longing for the weekend on a Monday morning. I've also been able to see the benefit that my work has brought to other people and the difference it is making in their lives. That is the true transformation that I've found. That is the fulfillment and the significance that I've got in my life. And I'm following my dream. I'm living the dream every single day. Is it easy? No, but it is so worthwhile. Because in the end, all of this means that I'm now able to give back to other people and live a life of freedom doing what I want, with who I want, when I want, and where I want to do it. And that's what I want for you guys too. So if you're interested in learning more, you can visit my website, www.chris-j-baker.com, or email me at chris@chris-j-baker.com. And learn more. I am here to serve you. I'm here to help you to be the best version of yourselves and to live your dreams every single day too. Now, over the next few episodes, I'm going to be digging a little bit deeper into my story and giving examples of how you can actually do the things that I've talked about. So stay tuned for that, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Bye for now.